So I have this up here, but y'all just have to wonder what it is for a moment, because I'd like to start with Scripture first. I'd like to start with Scripture first. I'm going to call on five men from the congregation to read these verses, and if you're capable, I'd like for you to stand so that the audience can hear your voice better. Maybe face the audience so that they can hear you. Lance, I'd like for you to read the first one, if you're willing. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. The book of Proverbs is just a wealth of wisdom. A lot of them are only one verse long. Then it concludes a thought and moves to another one. But Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6.
Okay, it says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
There's an action word there that is the duty of the person that the writer of this proverb, who Solomon, is speaking to. What is that action word, that verb? Train. Okay? Train. We have a few teachers in the audience that do this for a living. Raise your hand, teachers, if it does not take effort to train. It takes effort, okay? It takes effort. Hours of effort and prep work. It's a terrible amount of work that goes into training anyone, especially children, though. Because their minds are a lot like mine, and they can jump from one thing to the next and never breathe, right? Their brains are everywhere. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. Daniel, would you read that for me, please? Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4.
And you fathers, call not your children to wrath, to bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord.
Here we see that the subject is no longer just the reader of the Proverbs, but this is pointed at somebody. Who is it pointed to? Fathers. Okay? Fathers. Mike has hit on this before about the duty of fathers. And you can see all kinds of terrible percentages that are displayed in criminals and in delinquents when they're fatherless. Okay? When they're fatherless. Big responsibilities, dads. A lot of us, me included, have put some learning that should have been done by me, some teaching, I'm sorry, should have been done by me on our wives. Okay? Wives need to teach too, mothers need to teach too, but fathers, we need to be more active in this teaching role. What are the verses right before that? In Ephesians chapter 6, beginning in verse 1. Daniel, can you read those?
Just verse 1?
1 through 3.
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth.
All right. Children, did you hear that? The word of God spoke directly to you. Pippin, you paying attention? I know. I see you looking at me. No one else knows that you're paying attention. No, just me, because I'm looking at you. Okay? What is that? It helps you live longer on the earth. And it's not because your parents are going to strangle you for not listening, even if they want to. It's because there's a lot of wisdom on staying alive that comes from your parents. You can't hear me on this? Is it messing up?
Okay.
So, children, obey your parents. Honor your father and your mother. Okay, listen to them. Let's turn back into the Old Testament. Deuteronomy chapter 4. Deuteronomy chapter 4. And Randy, when you get there, will you read verse 9 and 10?
Only take heed to yourself
and diligently keep yourself, lest you forget the things your eyes have seen, lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life. And teach them to your children and your grandchildren, especially concerning the day you stood before the Lord your God in our earth. For the Lord said to me, gather the people to me, and I will let them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days they live on the earth, and that they may teach their children.
All right, thank you. So in verse 10 it says, especially the day that thou stoodst before the Lord thy God at Horeb. Who can tell me what happened at Horeb? You can look back in Exodus. Who can tell me why that's a good day to remember? What happened there? It's when he gave them the commandments. Don't forget about my commandments. Teach them to your children and to your grandchildren. Let's continue on. Chapter 6. Chapter 6 of the same book. Verses 1 through 9. Mr. Estes, would you read that? Please, sir. 1 through 9. You got the long one. Drew the short straw.
Now this is a commandment, and these are the statutes and judgments which the Lord your God has commanded to teach you, that you may observe them in the land which you are crossing over to possess, that you may fear the Lord your God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments which I command you, you and your son and your grandson, all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. Therefore, hear, O Israel, and be careful to observe it, that it may be well with you, and that you may multiply greatly, as the Lord God of your fathers has promised you, a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall live, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates.
Thank you. The beginning of the chapter starts about saying these are the commandments and statutes and judgments, right? And that you need to keep these in verse 2, and your son needs to keep these, and your grandson needs to keep these. Okay? My question is, it's a very logical answer, okay? It's not, you'll know what it is. How does your son and grandson know what to keep? You teach them. You teach them. Okay? You teach them. It continues on saying that you need to love God with all your heart, soul, mind. Okay? And then you need to teach these words, and keep them in your heart, and you shall teach them diligently, verse 7, unto thy children, and talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk on the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You need to bind them on for a sign on your door. It continues on these constant reminders of what you need to be talking about. Need to stay in the forefront, right? Even put it on your hand, okay? In case you sneeze, you see it there. I don't know. But we need to keep it in front of our children, all right? They need to know about it. So when your son asks, Dad, why are they playing golf on Sunday? You can give him a biblical answer there. You can say, well, they don't respect God. They don't respect God. Well, how do you know that, Dad? Because we're told to keep his commandments. Okay? We're told to keep his commandments. They have no respect for who God is when they're out there playing golf instead of being at worship service. It's going to hurt them. It's going to hurt really bad for a very, very, very long time. And they'll really wish they didn't play golf. Just a glimpse of what can happen to the soul would make everyone break their clubs that day. So let's continue on in Deuteronomy, because he's constantly having to remind them. chapter 11, verses 18 through 19. And Mr. James Wood, would you read that one?
11:18 through 20?
Through 19, but you can go through 20. I'm all right with it. You can go through 21.
Therefore shall you lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up.
You can keep going. Keep going, 2021. I liked your thought better.
And thou shalt write them upon the doorpost of thine house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth.
All right, thank you. If you were to bump up to 13 through 17, you would see that God's saying, if you'll keep my commandments, I'll send some rain. Okay? And then he continues on that now you're going to obey my statutes and commandments. You need to make sure you're teaching your children. And then it goes on just like the passage before about the constant reminders that you need to have in front of you about what those commandments are. And it even goes even further into verse 21 that this will help multiply your days in the land. What land is he talking about? On earth? Specific, like just your land or your days on earth before you die? Or what do you think he's talking about right there? What land were they trying to go inhabit? Canaan. We know because we're in the future compared to them what happened when they stopped obeying the commandments of God. I'm sorry? Land was taken from them by who? A lot of different nations. Babylon was a big one, right? It drove them all the way out of it. Okay? God kept his promise, didn't he? So if you just keep my commandments, you'll get to stay here for a long time. But they wouldn't. They wouldn't do it. So, lads to leaders. Okay, lads to leaders. That's why I'm up here, actually. But this is a Bible class, and we need to talk about Bible things, and we need to study what the Bible has to say about why this congregation participates in Lads to Leaders. For those who may not know, because we do have some newcomers since the last time I presented, Lads to Leaders is not the church. Okay? It is not overrun by elders. It does not have a preacher, elders, deacons. It doesn't have any of the formalities that the church is to have within a local area. Okay? It is an organization begun by a man that saw an opportunity to teach young men in his area originally how to become leaders in the church. Okay? He realized that there was a need as men were dying off, or that there weren't men replacing those people, right? Dying off is a loose term. It could just be that they moved away. Who knows, okay? But that's something to be concerned about within the church. Who's going to continue leading the congregation? Who's going to continue preaching the word in the local areas? Who's going to do that stuff? The church needs to be prepared. This is just an organization to help inspire local works, okay, localized works within a congregation to train up children. Okay? And at one time a year we have a competition in a lot of fields. The one that's the most satisfying is the Bible Bowl, because that shows that kids are learning something out of their Bibles. Okay? I'd love for us to be more involved in speech and debate and things like that, but I'll talk about that stuff later. I think we've got some real prospects there in our older kids that can handle that. So if anyone knows anything about debating or forming speeches, preacher students, former preacher students, please grab these young folks to the side and teach them something. As you can tell, I'm not a preacher. My thoughts are everywhere. I wouldn't do well in the speech thing. I can't even say the right... It's an event. I said thing. Okay? Speech event. All right? And so those who have the ability and the training on how to collect your thoughts and put them in a logical order, that we need your help. Okay? But the reason why we chose Lad to Leaders many years ago is because, for the most part, they're very conservative. And I say most part because there's some things in there, that some events, some works that they push that kind of go into the world of entertainment, such as a puppet show. Granted, we have used puppet, I don't know about here, but when I was a child, we used puppet shows in VBS. Helps keep the minds of the children focused. You can say, well, that's a little bit on the entertainment side. I agree. But then also those felt boards, we don't even use those anymore, but felt boards, we used to make little plays out of the felt boards and speak as if we're that person on the felt board. So, I mean, you can argue that those are similar things, but I would rather not go into that now. But it is a fine line when you're trying to promote activities for scriptural reasons that can dive into that entertainment realm. We are not here to entertain. We are here to worship God. Okay. Pointed out a few Sundays back when I was giving the lesson, I asked Dennis, I said, Dennis, what does Ecclesiastes say about our purpose here? And he always that stuck in my brain however many years ago. It wasn't many, by the way, back there when I was in the college class. Okay. I'm not as old as like the Braswells or something. I look it, but I'm not. So I'd also, now to this. I know everyone saw it coming in. Why is it there? Okay. This is our baseline. Our circle represents this first line. Okay. 24 hours in a day, 7 days a week gives you 168 hours. Okay. Times 52 weeks gives you 8,736 hours in 1 year. This is 1 year. I tried to split it evenly into six pie shapes, but I'm not that good. So pretend that those are all equal, okay? So, of those 8,736 hours, we're recommended to get 8 hours of sleep per day. Children, probably more like 10. They're more active than adults. But for the sake of just numbers, 8 hours of sleep, 7 days a week gives you 56 hours of sleep per week. Times 52 weeks, 2,912 hours, which makes up about 30%, okay? So that's this, right here. This is all of our sleep. 33.333 repeating to infinity. That is our sleep. I don't know if y'all can see that in the back or not. But that doesn't leave a whole lot of white space left in our yearly circle, right? Okay? Kids go to school for 7 hours a day. 170 days per year comes out to 1,190 days, or hours, sorry, of schooling. This is where we hand our children to someone that may or may not be a Christian. Okay? This is where we're like, hey, you know what's best. And we toss them our child's soul. Okay? The world tells us that's the right thing to do. The Bible tells us to make sure we're teaching our children about the commandments of God. But the world says they need to learn arithmetic so that I can draw a cool pie graph up here on this whiteboard. Okay? Education's important. Don't get me wrong. Okay? But here we are, lackadaisically, throwing our children's souls towards someone that may try to tell them that they aren't who they're supposed to be. Okay? All right. Kipton. I just used Kipton. Kipton has extracurricular activities for about 5.5 hours per 7 days, per week. Okay? Comes up with some really long decimal. Doesn't matter. Times about a school year. Okay? Usually in the summers we have time off where he's not doing extracurricular activities. 5.5 hours. That's actually probably more like 6. I forgot he does gymnastics. You should see him do a flip. It's pretty good. Okay? So maybe 6 hours, but that's okay because I did this cool little squiggly, which means it's not exact, it's close enough. Okay? So this amount of time per week gives us the amount of day, hours per day times 170 days gives us 135 other hours in which I say, here, person that's a coach or a person that's, you know, a choir teacher or whatever extracurricular activity it is, that I really don't know your background, but I like you because you treat my child right. Have my son. Have my daughter. Teach them something. Please don't, you know, teach them something wrong. But add those two together. That's 1,325 hours, which is about 15%. Okay? It's about 15%. Let me get my red marker since that's what we're talking about. Okay? Which is me. Actually, it's probably right in here. Okay? Because high school students, man, they spend a lot more time in extracurricular than Kipton does. Kipton's actually pretty mellow in that realm. We've done that on purpose. Okay? To let him be a child, be a kid. This is what's left. Organized worship service. Okay? Organized by the elders, about 5 hours a week, times 52 gives you 260 hours, which is only 3%. Okay, let's put it next to the big red one. Okay? It's somewhere right in here. Okay? Now, you account for basic functionality of your life, eating, going to the restroom, bathing, grooming, all that stuff. Okay? It'll probably cut the pie to about here of free time. Free time. Okay? However, there's things like, well, I don't actually get off of work at 3 when my kids are out of school, so I have to wait till 5 if I'm going to do anything with my kids, but then I got to prep for dinner, blah, 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 whatever it is. So let's squeeze it a little tighter. Okay? Let's just say that this is what's left of our free time. All right? Are we capitalizing on this free time to negate whatever evil is in this red that's having its claws sink into our kids? We're willing to send them to practice, but we're not going to send them to Bible camp. We're not going to go to last leaders. We're not going to do this. We're not going to do that, where the church is trying to do something good for the soul. But we're going to send them to practice. We're going to send them to school. We're going to send them to wherever it may be. Right? That's why we do last leaders. We're trying to take up some of this free time, which we use some of our free time. We did an extra 2 hours back there a couple times. Not just the 4 to 5 hour of Bible class in the evening. We did extra stuff back there. We also went over to Mr. Bonner's house. Our kids learned how to change the oil and check air pressure. Okay? Why is that important in Last of Leaders? I'll tell you why. Because we got an elder to pay attention to our children. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. Not just that he's an elder, but he is an older member of the congregation compared to a child. And he's not even their dad. And he still spent the time to teach them. You want to know who else did it? Mr. Modelwell. He taught our kids some basic financial principles that coincide with what the Bible says to do. The Bible is very specific on debt. The debt enslaves the person who owes it. Now, you're not going to completely avoid debt your whole life as an adult, but you can choose better on what you go into debt about, something that has a return. He's not Kipton's dad. He's not Isaac's dad. He's not Caitlin's dad. And he did it. He did it. Why? To help the children. Yes, sir.
Daniel as well.
Daniel was there helping?
Good.
Oh. Thank you, Daniel. Daniel's not Kipton's dad or Caitlin's dad. Right? I mean, same things go for him. The ladies met. The young ladies, they met and they learned how to can things. Okay? Thank you, Ms. Cochran. It was good jelly. It's really good jelly. Okay, we have a lot of knowledge in this room right here. This population in here is smaller than our Sunday morning population. Think about the amount of knowledge that has. What if we helped our children know how to grow up to be good people like the people that are here right now? That'd be great. He's gonna tell me not to, but I'm gonna do it anyways. Mr. McCurdy says some of the best prayers I have ever heard. It's like he knows exactly how to plead to God on the behalf of this congregation. He thinks about it. He's not up there willy-nilly stumbling on himself. He's thought about it. I hope my kids hear his prayers and can learn from it. It's amazing. He's been doing that since I was in college. And he gets better and better. But let's get on to the Lads of the Leaders event that so many helped support this year. The congregation did provide funds to get us there for hotels and some travel expenses, along with the registration fees. Okay, the registration fees, whether you go or not, is $40. Whether you go or not, if you're registered with Lads of the Leaders because you're participating in an event, it's $40. If you're going to go and not participate, it's $40. Reason being is because they have to rent the hotel for the number of participants and spectators that are going to be there and provide security. Okay? So it's not a cheap thing for this congregation to do, but we're lucky to have the support from this congregation to do it. I don't have a clicker, so you're just going to have to click until I tell you to stop, which would be the first click. These are our participants. We're just going to start there, okay? Benjamin Ariola, okay? Everyone knows Ben. I call him Ben Jammin' because he's always jamming, okay? Ben Jammin'. He participated in the year-round song leading, and he actually led a song at the convention, okay? Year-round song leading, he got up here in front of a group or devotional and led a song. And guess what? He didn't do it perfectly. No one does. But he did it. He swallowed down the fear and he did it. And it was great. And it should be something that encourages us as adults to see that he's trying. At the song leading, and this is for all of our participants, okay? But you talk about a young man that's pretty quiet. He's a pretty quiet kid. He was able to get up there and announce his song and lead it. That's a big task for him, okay? I'm a loudmouth. It's a little bit easier for me, okay? Let's go to the next one. Danielle Braswell. Danielle participated in the individual Bible Bowl test and the Bible Bowl team, the 9th and 10th grade team, okay? And their teacher was not as good as what someone else would have been, and they still did well. I was still pleased, okay? She helped encourage the younger kids, as all the older kids did, to listen. How? Because I would ask her questions pointedly back there, and she knew the answer. Sometimes she didn't, but a lot of times she did. Okay? The one that I have the hardest time with is teaching her that the Israelites and the Jews and the Hebrews are all the same people. For some reason, she doesn't want to keep that one. But everything else, she grasps like an ace. Okay? She's got it down. I was very glad to see her participate in the Bible Bowl and on the team. Let's go to the next one. Oh, look at that guy. Jaden Braswell. Jaden, he's one of our seniors this year. And he did the Bible Bowl test. And he was another one that I was glad was in the class. Because it would have been really boring just having me up there lecturing. He helped me so many times when I was asking questions. If I needed to goof off a little bit, he helped me with that. My kids really look up to Jaden, and he doesn't know that. He doesn't know the magnitude. I think he knows that they look up to him because he's tall, but like they look at him daily. They want to know what he's doing. When I'm teaching the class, every once in a while when I ask us a question, guess who's, all their heads go to Jaden. What's he going to say? What's he going to say? Not when I ask Jaden a question, but when I ask the whole class a question. What's Jaden going to say? He's either going to be funny or he's going to get it right. A lot of times he just got it right and just killed it. Next, Christina Cochran. I can't read that. Christina participated in the individual Bible Bowl. Where'd you go? Hey, thanks. Bible Bowl team, 11th and 12th grade. The Keepers, which is what I was talking about earlier, where they learn how to can food and they learn the money management under Lance. And that's just, that Keepers event, you'll see it up here a couple more times, is preparing women on some of the things that maybe the lost form of, you know, the lost art of canning. Okay? Not everyone knows how to do that stuff. But it's important. It's an activity to do at home that benefits the whole family. Whether you need it or you can go buy jelly, it doesn't matter. The thing that matters is spending the time with the kids. Okay? And teaching them something that benefits the family. It's a benefit to have someone that can cook in the house. Otherwise, you're eating a lot of McDonald's. It's not good for you. There's a movie on that. And she did songs of praise. Our young ladies don't get as many opportunities as our young men. And that stands to reason because it's not biblical to have them lead a song in front of the whole congregation. Okay? So, but we can't host a ladies' day and have no one that can lead a song. Right? I don't know how this ladies' day went, but I'm sure someone knew how to lead a song and we were okay. But how bad would it be if you host a ladies' day and then you're like, okay, well, you lead singing. I've never led singing before. I'm not going to do that. That'd be really bad. Because there's some good singers in the audience that people assume, oh, they can lead a song. They know how to sing alto. They know how to sing tenor. She knows how to sing bass. It's impressive. No one says that. Okay? But assumptions can get us in trouble. I've been in that congregation that didn't have a song leader. That was my congregation in Johnson City. Four people that were members in that congregation from the time I was in the sixth grade till I was a freshman in high school. Then we gained two more. Okay? You got to know how to do stuff so that people can continue to worship God. And she's learning it. She's doing it. Where is she? She's hiding behind Randy. She did a great job. Let's go to the next one. Isaac Cochran. He did the individual Bible Bowl. The Bible Bowl team, 3rd through 4th grade. And I'll touch more on that in a moment. He did the Providers, which is the boys' version of Keepers that we saw earlier. Okay, he participated in the family finances and basic car maintenance, which we spoke about, which I gave all credit to Mr. Bonner, but it was actually Daniel that did all the work. And then he did year-round song leading and song leading event at the convention. Okay? And he did a wonderful job. He always does. He impresses me daily. There's more to brag about him in just a moment, but we're just going to go to the next one, okay? Because I have a whole slide for big bragging rights, okay? Avery Estes. This little girl is a fireball, just letting you know. Her parents know that. I'm learning it. She has a lot of energy, and she can do a lot of things. She's a very talented young lady. She did the Art Says It, which Art Says It is just, it's a way to encourage creativity to help with bulletin boards, to help with things back there in the hallway, perhaps, to get things ready for VBS, okay? And it's to capitalize and encourage training those types of people that are good at it. You don't want me drawing pictures, I promise. Okay? She did individual Bible Bowl team, 3rd through 4th grade. That's at the convention when it's the team. The individual is here in-house. She did the Keepers and then Songs of Praise. She got up there and led a song. I didn't even know she was going to do that till her mom sent us the paper. That's impressive. Okay? That's impressive. because it caught me completely off guard, and that's really hard to do. I think of everything. No, not really. She did a great job. Wonderful time. And again, she's about to be bragged on here in just a little bit later on. Next one, please. Kaylin Estes. The Batman to Danielle's Robin. Okay? Or is it the other way around? I don't know. She did the individual Bible Bowl. She always does a great job. She always thinks that she does it, but she actually really does a great job. I get to see the scores, folks. She was on the Bible Bowl team, 9th and 10th grade, with Danielle, and then she participated in the Keepers event also. Did a really good job. Another one of those who I'm glad is in that class for my daughter to look up to. Okay? It means a lot, and parents know these things. The kids don't really understand it, but the parents, when they have someone to say, don't you want to be like them? That's a big deal. Because there's some congregations where you can't say, don't you want to be like them? You don't want them to be like them. Okay? That's a big deal. All right, let's go to the next one. Jacob Lewis. That kid was excited to be there all the time. He did The Art Says It. Now, he did do some of the year-round song leading, but he did not do enough to make it on that event. But he did do it, and y'all remember, and he did a great job. That kid is a dynamite, too, and I'm glad that he's around. I'm glad. Let's go on to the next one. Lindley Lewis. This young lady impresses me all the time. She did an Art Says It drawing and sketching, and you can kind of see it up there in the corner. It looks very nice, very colorful. The Art Says It is hard for me because I see things that I love that don't get a ribbon. And then I see things that I don't love get a ribbon. And then if you collectively do it all, I see things that I really like that didn't get a ribbon, but probably should have gotten a ribbon over this one that I didn't like, but then that one there should have been way up there. Art Says It is a hard thing. I don't like judging events. That's why I did track and field. You either run faster or you don't. Okay? So, she did that, and it's beautiful. It was great. All of our art pieces that we turned in were amazing to me. They just don't let me judge it because everyone get blue ribbons. I just hand them out like candy. She was individual Bible Bowl, which she was a high scorer and recognized at the convention in front of however many thousand kids out there. Okay? So I think it was 1,700 participants this year in the Dallas convention. She was recognized as one of the high scorers on the individual Bible Bowl. No one for her to lean on but herself, and she did it. And if I remember right, she made an A. Is that right? 87. It's close. B++. That's amazing. Because those books, we went over, Ezra and Nehemiah. Okay? Two books. Not things that we touch on very much from the pulpit, honestly. We don't dive into the prophets very much for a whole series of lessons. So she's not hearing it also from the pulpit. That was just back there. And it was amazing. And at home. Good job, parents. Bible Bowl team, 3rd and 4th grade, and then keepers. She did a great job. You can see her trophy right there, but we'll talk about the trophy here in a moment. Okay? I think. Yeah, we will. The medal is the individual. Trophy is the later one. Okay, next one. Emily Modewell. Look at the number of events she did. She was going this year. She was committed. All right. Art Says It. Again, it's a beautiful picture. It's not pictured up there. Individual Bible Bowl. Bible Bowl team, 9th and 10th grade. Okay, what grade are you in, Emily? 6th grade. She was competing in the 9th and 10th grade team because we didn't have enough. Okay? Then she did keepers. She did cooking also, along with food prep or preservation and money management. She did the oral Bible reading event at the convention, and then she did Centurion of Scripture. For those who don't know what Centurion of Scripture is, she memorized how many is a century? How much is a centurion? 100. She memorized 100 scriptures. Okay? She didn't have to do it all at one time. She just had to do it throughout the course from convention to convention, and she did it. Anyone else do that from convention to convention? Memorize 100 scriptures? That's impressive. I mean, I think Luke did too, but we'll get to him in a moment. I didn't. That's impressive to me. I believe she got bronze. Bronze means that she just repeated them at one time or another throughout that time frame, 100 verses. We want to go for silver this coming year, which is 50 at one time and then 50 at another time. You don't get to break it up. It's, you have two opportunities, okay, for 50 verses each one. She can do it. She's amazing. Let's continue on. Luke Modewell. He really stepped it up this year with a lot of his participation. I'm really glad to see it because he's another one of those that I'm glad to say, don't you want to be like Luke? Don't you want to do what he can do? Okay. He did an art says it. He did a photograph. Did a great job. That takes a certain type of art skill too. You can ask Mark Witset. He does that. It's a lot of work. It's not near what I thought it was, where you just snap the picture and then walk away. There's a lot of other work to do with that, including lighting and understanding shapes and everything else. He did individual Bible Bowl. Which I believe both of them, I forgot to mention Emily also, but we have slides for all the award stuff too, right? Emily, you were a high scorer too? No? I'm seeing that medal there and I can't figure out what the medal is.
It's for the Centurion.
Oh, it's for the Centurion Scripture. Okay. That's right. And then he also participated in the Providers and then the Centurion of Scripture. Okay. Again, very impressive. I really think that Luke can do the silver also. He may even do gold. I don't know. Challenge each other. Arm wrestle. Whatever it takes. Let's go to the next one. Caitlin Shirtle. She did an art says it. She is not quite old enough to really participate in a lot of the competitive stuff, but she did. Third grade is that grade level. She's in second. She did oral Bible reading. They do allow you to participate, okay, but they just don't score anything. Individual Bible Bowl, which she was a high scorer in the individual Bible Bowl. That was impressive. I was very pleased. As you can imagine, she did the Bible Bowl team, third and fourth grade. What grade are you in, Caitlin?
Second.
But she participated on the third and fourth grade team. And then she led a song too. I've got 10 minutes left. Let's keep going. Kipton Shirtle. He did an art says it. He drew a picture. It was a good picture. The theme was rise up and build, and all of our art students did something that mimicked building of some sort to fit the theme. Oral Bible reading, individual Bible test, the Bible team, 9th and 10th grade. Kipton, what grade are you in?
Fifth
grade, and he had to compete against 9th and 10th graders, okay? You talk about butterflies in your tummy, all right? Because you have a 9th and 10th grader, or actually two 9th graders, right? Depending on Kipton to pull his weight. Good thing he doesn't weigh very much. Okay? He did providers, year-round song leading, and then he did a song leading event and was one of the finalists. Okay? Which is top 6 in his age division. Okay? We're pleased with that. And that's because of practice that he gets here. Okay? It's not because of... He's got something amazingly special that only he has in the whole world. It's because we allow our kids to practice here. That's a big deal. Let's keep going. Naomi Scott. Isn't she beautiful?
Yes.
She's one of our seniors too. Very excited to have her. She's another one of those where I'm like, don't you want to be like her? She's so smart. Okay. Individual Bible Bowl, team Bible Bowl, 11th and 12th grade. And she participated in the Keepers events, all three that we did, which was food preservation, sewing, and money management. She did a great job. Rachel Scott, another beautiful lady, which is, it just makes sense. They're sisters and twins, right? They're both beautiful. Very, very excited for them in their next journey after high school. Individual Bible Bowl. She was a high scorer in the individual Bible Bowl. Okay. Yes. Got them backwards. Lindsay's fault. She made the thing at 3 in the morning. Sorry. This is, in all honesty, she had it right. And I was the one that was confusing the whole situation. So, Naomi, sorry, was the high scorer. Rachel did a great job too, though. The differentials between top scorer and not top scorer, they're neck and neck. The whole thing across the board, all congregations. Bible team, 11th through 12th grade, keepers, food preservation, sewing, and money management. Very proud of her as well. All right, next slide. Hannah Smithy. She's a beautiful young lady too, and she's working. Okay, this is one of the few pictures we had because she wasn't at convention. So, wasn't able to make it. But just on a sidebar, that young lady's a black belt now. Okay? She's an amazing young lady. I'm so glad to know her. I'm glad to know all the Smithies. She is a leader all the time in the class. If I ask a question and no one knows the answer, I'm like, Hannah, what's the answer? She knows it. She knows the answer. She does great. She participated in the individual Bible Bowl. Wish she could have made convention, but I understand things don't always work out scheduling-wise. So, anyways, real proud to have her as part of our youth group here. Next. So, funny story about this picture of Seth working on the church building. We asked for pictures, and Daddy-O back there sent us this picture. Okay? You can thank your father, all right, for that one. But he's doing a great work. Again, the scheduling didn't work out for the convention for the Smithies, but he did participate in the individual Bible Bowl, and he was a high scorer in the individual Bible Bowl. That's a big deal. It's really neat to hear from 9th and Main over the loudspeakers representing this congregation on Bible knowledge. Okay? Bible knowledge. He did put security cameras up, so now we can watch what you're doing. Okay? Thank you, Seth. He's another one of those. And I can't say it enough. We have such a good older group of kids for my younger kids to look up to. It's amazing. It's amazing. Because I've been in the situation where you didn't. And it's not fun. You don't know what to do as a kid. You have no aim. You have no goal. It's rough. It's very, very rough. All right, let's keep going. Catherine Wood. She did an Art Says It painting and a song at the convention. We're going to work harder this year on trying to get our young ladies into the year-round Songs of Praise category, which means that we'll have ladies meet every once in a while in the back to go through some songs so they can practice leading a song. But she did a great job. Lindsay told me she did a great job. And Lindsay is a tough judge. She's tough. So that obviously means a lot when she says it. Great job, Catherine. All right, next. Enoch Wood. He did an Art Says It piece, a painting, and then year-round song leading, and he led a song at the convention amongst a bunch of other of his peers. He did a great job. I did not get to watch him because he was going at the same time as Kipton, and I really didn't want to live with Kipton as a teenager when he's like, "You never came to my stuff." Right? So, he did song leading, and he did a great job. I know he did a great job because I've seen him do it here. He is really, really blossoming into a leader type kid. It's really neat to watch. Next, Gabe. Gabe did an Art Says It, and he did a song too, and he caught me off guard. He caught me off guard. But man, that kid can do it. He did great. Good job, Mr. Gabe. Yeah, he did a wonderful job. All right, I've got 5 minutes left. We're going to keep pushing. Next. Here it is. Here's the slide that we get to brag about. Those kids that participate in 3rd and 4th grade Teen Bible Bowl, they got 3rd place. Okay? There was 102 teams represented from 3rd grade up to senior class. Okay? They didn't get 3rd place overall. But it makes it sound really impressive to say 102. There are actually quite a few 3rd and 4th grade teams. They were, I think, 3rd, 4th, and then 5th and 6th were probably the two larger groups, if I remember right. The Scots may be able to tell me, correct me if I was wrong. But that is impressive. And they are happy. You should have seen it when they announced 9th and Main. They all got up. Man, mamas can't catch them to take pictures, okay? They got up to go on stage. It was an exciting time. It really was. It was a lot of fun. And I didn't have to run after for the pictures. It was the mamas. So I didn't even come back breathing hard. It was great. Let's keep going. There's our 9th and 10th grade Bible Bowl team. You can see who made that up. Got two really young kids on there that did well. Our two older kids did well, but the other teams did really good too. There were some really knowledgeable kids in that represented there across the board. Keep going. There's our 11th and 12th grade team. You got the Scots on either end to keep the other two in line, right? Is that how we did that? No? Yeah. No, that was good. They did well too. But like I said, there was a lot of good, knowledgeable kids that were there across the board. All right, let's keep going. This is our fun times in fellowship. This means a lot to me too. Bible Bowl is really important to me. I like Bible Bowl because I like that we're growing in knowledge. Okay, Jesus grew in knowledge, right, and wisdom, right? Isn't that a verse in Luke? 52. I'm sorry?
252.
That's right. And then he grew in favor with God and man both, right? We know the verse. It's a good verse. You don't grow in favor with man if you never hang out with him. Okay? You don't grow in knowledge unless you get in the Bible. And Last of Leaders provides an opportunity for both of those. Okay? That 260 hours down there on average of... We almost doubled it. Not really. There's not 260 hours in one weekend at Last of Leaders. But we had opportunities to talk about God. We had opportunities to be around other Christians. We had these opportunities that actually helps this 260 number go a little bit bigger. Okay? And it was something that the elders of this congregation said, please go do this. It is good. All right? So you can see everyone having smiling faces. Everyone's so excited. It was Easter weekend too, so there was a lot of Easter dresses on Sunday morning. We can go to the next slide. There's Luke having to tow everybody around. I tell you what, Luke showed up in a suit, a jacket and a tie, day one. That man meant business. He was ready to go. Okay, he looked sharp. Everyone having a good time. That area with that gray carpet that you're seeing in every picture, that's just a big common area where we get to see some people that we haven't seen since we were kids. Okay? The preacher in Johnson City, he moved and went to Southwest Church of Christ to help with evangelism there. He took a role there. And we hadn't seen him, John Garza. And he was there. He was there. And my kids used to play hide and seek with John after church in Johnson City when we go visit Grandma. Okay? It's a big deal for them to see that even though you're not seeing them, they're still doing the work of the church. They're still trying. Okay? I've got 30 seconds. Let's keep going. Cheesecake Factory. By the way, we had a birthday. Happy birthday, Lance. While we were there. And I wish they got better. You can see his cheesecake. It's humongous. But I imagine the other ones were too because I heard the descriptions of them. We eat well when we're there. Okay? We do a pretty good job of eating. But that was a good time had by those families there. Let's keep going. The Mellow Mushroom, that is a pizza place. If you can zoom in on this left picture there, you'll see love. That is the face of a child being squished by their parents with kisses. Okay? Perfect. So glad that made the PowerPoint. And then, of course, there's all of our kids acting like crazies with their fingers in the peace sign. So let's keep going. Building godly leaders. You can see the children there standing in front of the red banner that was all over the hotel. Which, don't you know, that makes conversation to people that aren't part of Last of Leaders. Okay? Let's keep going. Family time. There was a lot to do around. You could walk around the hotel. Let's keep going. When girls steal your phone, we find funny pictures or funny selfies. If you want to zoom in, you can zoom in. That's good. Yeah, we're going to show boys that when they come around. Okay? Funny faces. There we go. And there's a brother actually enjoying his little sister. That's a first. Let's keep going. The Ramirez family. Y'all remember them? Okay, they were there. Let's keep going. It's good to see them. There's Sunday morning worship services. The guy in purple needs to go on a diet. But other than that, that's a good-looking crowd. Good-looking crowd. After services, we all decided to go to a park and enjoy each other. It's Easter weekend. We put out candied eggs. It was a wonderful time. Everyone seemed to have a good time. Lots of smiles, lots of sugar. It made the ride home perfect. That was sarcasm. But look, I found some eggs. Or I was putting them out. Oh, that's all the helpers. Yeah, those are the helpers putting them out. That's a good time, too. Because dads get really creative on where they're going to hide these eggs. Let's keep going. There's some more pictures. Look at that face. Look at that man's face. That's business. Business. Okay? He likes the candy. Yeah. And there's a whole group of us, and we asked the Ramirez's to come out there, too, and enjoy the time. And it was really good to see them. We got good conversations. They're great spirits. They wanted to tell everybody hello. And then next year's theme is not ashamed of the gospel from Romans chapter 1, verse 16. It covers the whole book of Romans. We should do pretty well here, in all honesty. It's a more recognized book from our pulpits and from our Bible classes. We talk about it more than we talk about Ezra and Nehemiah. Should go over really well. And our even our parents were like, this is going to be a good book for us. Okay. They do a good job at Last of Leaders to promote standing up, not being ashamed, being brave, being courageous. I tell you what, we need more of that. We need more of that. I know that there's members here that have stood up and made a dent in society. Okay? They're not just going to let the car run us over. They stood up. And they themselves get hurt a little bit. Okay? But I'm so glad. I'm so glad we have members like this here. Because we're not alone. It's going to be a big dent on that worldly car when they come to 9th of Main. Okay? Try to run us over. Anyways, that's all I've got for the last leaders. I hope that it's a work that continues. I hope that the congregation continues to be involved. There's great ways for everyone to be involved to help train these kids up. I'm a finite person. I have a finite number of hours in a day. And so I would appreciate anyone that is willing to teach some song leading skills, some speech skills, take over the class every once in a while in the back. I love teaching the class. I have a lot of energy. I don't know how. I shouldn't. I'm getting older. But when I'm back there, I've got new life with these kids. But after I'm done, I am beat. Okay? I am beat. And I would love to have someone that could team up with me. And we've got good men here. And I've asked a couple of them. And I only let them do it one time. And shame on me. Okay? It's hard to teach at that age range because you have to keep it down here and still hit the people up here, keep their attention. But there's so much more than just leading a class that could help, such as if you need your oil changed, call one of the kids. Let's try to make something out of this. There's events that are just help. It's called the Good Samaritan event. It's a year-round event, mowing lawns, writing cards, whatever it is. If we have a person that's good at remembering people's birthdays and sending cards, or knowing who was absent from the assembly that day and sending a card and letting the kids write their names on it and learn the importance of keeping track of each other outside of the building, that's big time too. That's probably bigger than knowing how to lead a song properly. Because you can fumble through a song and keep and still be able to worship God with all that you've got. Okay? Even if you don't know the perfect hand motions, you can do that as a kid. But sometimes they don't know about the little, what we consider little things of just sending a card, sending a text, whatever it may be. Mr. Cochran's great at it. He'd only known me 6 weeks, and I missed a Wednesday night because I wasn't feeling well. Guess who texted me? Daniel Cochran. It's like, who is this? 6 weeks he'd been here. And made a mark on me. I remember. Okay? So anyways, that's all I've got. I'm 7 minutes past your all's dinner time. I'm very sorry. But I hope that that the funds that were used from the church, if you have issue or anything with it, glad to talk to you about things that maybe you would like to see instead, perhaps, or with the elders, because it is the church's money that is given on the Sundays, but I think it's going towards a great work in growing our children, and I hope that we can get more participation from the congregation to help these kids.